President Bush says the United States will continue to demand more action from Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to reduce violence in the Middle East. But the Bush administration has refused to give in to Israeli pressure to sever ties with the Palestinian leader. President Bush and Israel's visiting Prime Minister Ariel Sharon discussed the Middle East conflict and the campaign against terrorism in a meeting yesterday at the White House, NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The Bush administration has been leaning on Yasser Arafat for months to take stronger action against groups responsible for attacks on Israelis. With the discovery last month of an arms shipment believed headed for the Palestinian territories, the administration's attitude has noticeably toughened. At a joint news conference with Prime Minister Sharon, President Bush talked about the disappointment of that discovery. Sharon called Arafat an obstacle to peace.
Arafat chose a strategy of terror and form the coalition of terror. Therefore, we believe that pressure should be put upon Arafat in order, maybe, I hope, to have an alternative leadership in the future.
Although administration officials say the U.S. will maintain contact with Arafat, President Bush said he assured Sharon that the U.S. will not let up on the Palestinian leader.
Mr. Arafat has heard my message. I can't be any more clear about it, that he must do everything in his power to reduce terrorist attacks on Israel.
But the president also acknowledged the plight of the Palestinian people and said he had discussed it with Sharon. Israeli blockades in response to the Palestinian uprising have strangled the Palestinian economy. More than 1,000 people have been killed in the Intifada, the majority of them Palestinian.
I think the world understands that that there's a lot of folks over there who suffer because of the terrorist activities of a few.
The president said the U.S. will allocate $300 million through non-governmental organizations to help the Palestinian people. In talking to reporters after their meeting, Mr. Bush and Prime Minister Sharon repeated their support for a Palestinian state. But the White House meeting, the president's fourth with Sharon, apparently produced no new formulas to achieve such a goal. Analyst Shibley Telhami, who holds the Anwar Sadat Chair at the University of Maryland, says he doesn't think the Israeli-Palestinian situation was paramount in the mind of either leader. Rather, the war on terrorism.
The Israelis are now expecting that the next stage of the administration war is going to be with Iraq. And in that regard, I think they're trying to lay out the sort of conditions for their own role and what they would request from the U.S. pertaining to a possible war.
President Bush said candidly that he and Sharon had an extensive discussion about the campaign against terrorism. Mr. Bush said that Vice President Cheney will visit the Middle East next month to assess the situation.
There's nothing like looking somebody in the eye and letting them know that when we say we're going to fight terror, we mean it.
President Bush said Cheney will seek feedback from other world leaders while emphasizing the long-term U.S. commitment to the fight against terrorism. As for taking the campaign to Iraq and possibly Iran, the president would say only that he and Prime Minister Sharon discussed other countries in the region, you bet. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.